G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lines season 2017. Apologies for our absence last week. I had a family commitment I couldn't get out of, but we're back on deck this week and looking for a bit more value.
Well, we made money last week. What have people got to be worried about?
Well, maybe, yeah. Look, I mean, most people have been telling us for years that we should just shut up and give our tips and write them down and not worry with the jibber-jabber. But, hey, we need to talk this stuff through because you can generally find another one that you neglected when we can put our heads together.
Absolutely.
Interesting footy so far.
We've got, it has been.
8 teams on 2 wins and 8 teams on 2 losses and a couple of bozos in between. So,
a couple of coaches on the hot seat too. I think if results don't turn their way sooner rather than later.
Certainly could be. Certainly could be. No, it's been good football though. Still high scoring and, you know, a few issues here and there with, I guess, interpretations of some new rulings and those sorts of things. Free kick statistics are through the roof at the moment, which I'm not sure is probably the best way to go, but players will adjust and it'll become a bit more free-flowing. But the, I guess, adjustment that we need to discuss is how the bookies have adjusted to the massive amount of points being scored in the first couple of rounds.
Well, we're gonna,
they're heading north on the totals.
We're going to talk totals quite a bit tonight, I think. We kick things off on Friday night. We're at the SCG for Sydney and Collingwood. Sydney laying about 3.5 goals. Total points line, high 180s.
Well, I made a life decision last week, and I'll probably make one of those just about every week. But my new life decision is never to bet on a game of football that includes Jesse White. And particularly when both clubs playing have at some stage drafted Jesse White. So I'm done with this game.
Yeah, I couldn't find one here either. I mean, at one level, you kind of look at the Swans and go, they're a bit too good to be 0-3. Are they going to bounce back? Collingwood, good record, though, covering as underdogs on the road and particularly as underdogs more than 3 goals. I think there's just enough in it to steer clear. As you said, early season scores have been pretty strong. Recent head-to-head history between these two is a bit more low-scoring, though, and that brought me undone last week with Melbourne Carlton. I had the over in the one bludger game that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Slight lean over, but enough to stay out.
Yeah, I said I was going to stick out of it. The only play for me in this game, to be honest, is the under. Collingwood can't score, which suits the fact that Sydney have a pretty ordinary back line.
Yep.
Sydney may get a bit ahead of the Collingwood back line with their power out forward, but both teams have got pretty well rounded midfields, and it's going to be a battle between the arcs. This game probably won't go 160. I wouldn't have thought to buck the trend, but and Jesse White playing helps that because he's
kicking points and some out in the forward.
He's a verified spud, but still not putting any money on it.
First of the Saturday afternoon games, we're down in Hobart at Blundstone Arena, the old Belrive Oval for North Melbourne and GWS. North getting about 5 goal start, total points line around the 200 mark.
Yeah, they're climbing, aren't they? They are climbing.
Do you really trust Hobart to deliver weather that's good enough for that kind of thing?
And that was what I was going to say. I mean, the last game we saw at Hobart, you had to start the ball outside the right point post to be a chance of kicking a goal. So whether that's conducive to a 200-plus game, you never know. They get good weather, it could go. Both teams obviously scored pretty well last week. North Melbourne will be absolutely gutted with the way that they lost last week in what was very interesting circumstances, with Geelong pulling their ruckman essentially for the last quarter and letting North take the ruck uncontested and then having an extra number or an out number at the contest at ground level. It was stroke of genius that paid off. They came from nearly 5 goals down to pinch that game. So, look, GWS got smashed round one by Adelaide and then obviously smashed the Gold Coast last week. So it's hard to get a real gauge on exactly where they sit. So there's probably enough doubt in this one for mine. Throw in the Tassie factor, no bet for me.
Yeah, absolutely. No bet here for me. There's just far too many unknowns for my liking going into this one to be even thinking about either side of the 5 goals or either side of the 200. If I had to bet, I'd probably be playing the under just because I don't trust Hobart weather. Second of the Saturday afternoon games, and we are at the MCG for Richmond and West Coast. Richmond getting a little over 2 goals, total points line low 190s.
This line actually did surprise me because I thought if any of the lines were going to jump high for a game total, it would be this one. Both teams have been scoring very heavily, averaging well over 100 points. West Coast, as I'm sure you'll mention anywhere during the day, are a pretty good overs bet. And I'm going to play the over in this game. The only thing that could stop that happening would be a big downpour during the match. Both teams have shown over the first couple of rounds that they want to play free-flowing football. I expect West Coast to kick 120 points around this year. Richmond have well and truly proved that they can contribute their dozen goals to that total.
Yeah, I had a strong look at backing the over, but I'm going to stay out of this one. Just the head-to-head history in recent games between these two is skewed pretty heavily towards lower scoring games. Got trapped by that one last week in the Carlton-Melbourne game. Interestingly, Richmond, pretty decent record covering as home underdogs. West Coast's a little sketchy on the road. So if I was going to play the line, it would probably be Richmond at the plus, but no great push that way. And
never thought you'd hear yourself say that, Richmond.
And West Coast killed them last year at Subi, so... just enough to say it. Slight lean over, slight lean plus, but not enough for me to play.
Bang.
Third of the Saturday games, and we're at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for Geelong and Melbourne. Cats laying about 3 goals, total points line, high 190s.
Yeah, look, again, big line. For me, this is an interesting one. I can't see Melbourne winning with obviously Lewis is out, but particularly Hogan. He's their focal point up forward. They haven't really got a ready-made replacement for him. Whilst he hasn't been bringing a lot of scoreboard pressure himself, he has been making a contest, bringing the ball to ground, and brings the likes of the Garlets and the Petrarchas and these sorts of guys into play, which is where they've scored the bulk of their goals so far this year. So whether or not they potentially look at a plan B and try and bottle this game up and really make it a low-scoring affair to give themselves a chance of maybe winning with 12 goals, that's where I see it potentially going. Regardless of where Geelong sort of attacked the game, obviously they had a very, very draining match last year for early in the season, so they may be a bit flat. So for me, the under is the play, but yeah, it's just indoors. I just don't like it. I don't like it. It feels like it's a moral to me, but there's something about it just sticking in the back of my mind. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, I battled with this one as well. For all the reasons you outlined, and in conjunction with that recent head-to-head history between those two teams, all at Cadinia Park and all high scoring. Yeah. So this is a matchup, absent the loss of Lewis and Hogan, that might have been conducive to points.
Yeah, for
if
sure.
If both teams come in full strength and fresh, I'd have happily stepped into the over. But there's enough here that I'm having a very indecisive week. There's these lines. It just feels like they're getting into that trap space where you're just going to steam into the over, and one week you're going to go 2-7 going that way. So no bet for me.
Fair enough.
Saturday night, we're at the Adelaide Oval. This will be a belter of a game, a showdown between Port and the Crows. Power getting about 2.5 goals, total points line, low 200s.
This is, again, it's a pretty interesting one, isn't it? Because, I mean, we do have top of the table clash, it's showdown, so we know what that entails historically. Hard fought, a lot of contested ball, but can be conducive to scoring.
Yeah, and recent history, very high scoring.
Absolutely. Both sides, as we stand at the moment, averaging just a tick under 130 points a match. I know it's a small test case, but still shows the way that they're going about their football. I don't think 205 is enough, but it's a big number, and I'm probably not going to take that on this stage of the year, particularly given it's a night game. If it was a day game, I would have probably stepped into 210, but 205 a night game, I just can't get into that.
Yeah, I sort of bounce back and forward on this one a bit. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the over.
Ah, there he is.
Don't think there's a huge amount of space left in it, and another goal probably would have been enough to see me out. Last four head-to-head have all gone 203 plus. A couple of them have gone near enough 230. These two just love throwing haymakers at each other for 2 hours. And I think a couple of weeks later, when it gets a bit cooler, if it was a night game, that'd be enough to steer me out. But you know, weather's still reasonably conducive when you get into bloody freezing, windy, 8-degree winter evenings. You won't be going anywhere near the over.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think right now, the history between these teams, there's just enough in it for me to say that's still okay.
Beautiful.
Final of the Saturday night games, we're over at Subiaco for Fremantle and the Western Bulldogs. Dockers getting about 5 goals, total points line mid-180s.
Yeah, look, the Dockers have been bloody shit house, haven't they?
Yeah.
They kicked 18 goals in 2 weeks, and the Dogs have pretty much been averaging that per week.
Yeah.
I don't like the total, just because you don't know what Freo are going to contribute to that, but I think 5 goals start. Even over there, the way that Footscray have shown, pardon me, the way that the Western Bulldogs have shown they can just tear a game open, and they really sort of looked, particularly in the second half of last week, looks like they've sort of found their groove a little bit. I expect them to put a really big number on Fremantle, and 5 goals is nowhere near enough, so I'm happy to take that. I'm happy to lay those points.
It was the only bet I got anywhere near, but probably just enough for me to stay out, because I just don't know with the Dockers, are they going to completely clam it up now? I watched a fair bit of that Port game on Sunday. They were bloody awful.
I don't think they've got the personnel to shut down a team like the Western Bulldogs. They can clam down against, was it Carlton last week?
Port killed them.
Port smashed them. And there you go. And I think Footscray or Western Bulldogs are a significantly better outside running team and game opening team than Port Adelaide are. So I just don't see, I don't think Fremantle have got the cattle to shut them down and bottle it up. Particularly on the longer expanses of Subiaco. So it's a no-brainer for mine. You should bet it.
First, the Sunday games. We're back at the Docklands for St Kilda and Brisbane. Saints laying 5.5 goals. Total points line around 205.
Yeah, well, this is another interesting one, isn't it? Because the Lions have, well, I don't know if you can say they've exceeded expectations at 1-1, but
yeah, I think
they've been playing well. Yeah. They obviously won a close one in round one. They were gallant up until probably the middle of the last quarter against Essendon, where they just got overpowered a little bit. And then look at St Kilda and what they've been doing. I mean, they should have dusted West Coast at home last week. They should have been 8 goals in front at quarter time. And even as it stood at the end, if they had have kicked at 50-50, they would have won that game of football. Yep. So you expect their finishing skills to be better at Etihad than they were over there, which leads you to points. And again, Brisbane have shown that they can score points against good structured defences. So 205, yes, it's a big number, but I'm trusting the points in the free-flowing game, and I think it's going to go over.
Yeah, I certainly couldn't get anywhere near the under here. The bet I'm going to take the Saints minus. As we've discussed many times on these podcasts, Brisbane are a substantially better side at home. They played well against the Gold Coast. They were honourable against Essendon. I'm not convinced Essendon are any better than St Kilda. And coming down to Melbourne, where they're a 5 goals worse side, if we can lay 5 goals, I think that's good enough. They've only covered 5 of their last 20 on the road. St Kilda, strong record at the Docklands. Road underdogs in general early in the season, especially big ones, 5 goals plus, terrible play. I'm happy to lay the points.
Very good. Well, yeah, and I think this is one where we'll probably both find a bit of action, because if Brisbane can kick 12 goals, this game goes well and truly over.
Yep. Second Sunday afternoon game, we're at the MCG for Carlton and Essendon. Blues getting about 4.5 goals. Now, total points line here, decent forecast of rain around, and this one's coming from mid-180s down to low-170s.
Okay, so I actually didn't get a points market on this earlier. It must have been suspended because of that. And the line has crept in as well. With that, I was thinking about taking Essendon and laying the points, purely because they have shown repeatedly now over a couple of weeks that they do have the capacity to score pretty well. Carlton with Cripps under a cloud, even though he probably should play. Only Fremantle have scored less, and that's only marginally less. They're just not finding avenues to goal. All leads to Essendon winning comfortably, but if it is a heavy weather game, that just tightens everything up. And
makes it hard to bust out four or five goals.
Exactly right. And I mean, you know, if you get, as we do tend to see, if you're 2 goals in front or 3 goals in front with 5 minutes to play, they don't really
try to kick another one.
So, the threat of weather is enough for me to leave that one alone.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy lay down for me with those uncertain conditions. Final of the Sunday games. We're up at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast for the Suns and Hawthorn. Suns getting 3 to 3.5 goals. Total points line around the 200 mark.
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to lay the points in this game. I think Hawthorn will bounce back. They were good both round one and round two, had their opportunities to win, but just couldn't close it out. Last week especially, they just lost a couple of blokes to a few niggles and didn't have the run at the end. Gold Coast was shocking last week and getting pumped by 100 points. I'm sure they will want to get out there and show their fans something on Sunday afternoon, but...
Or 500
sure.
of them?
I'm not sure where that lift's going to come from. Three goals, I think. Hawthorn should probably win this game by six goals if they're fair dinkum. If they don't, then they'll probably pack up on 2017, I would have thought.
Yeah, I'm with the minus here as well. Gold Coast, poor recent record, covering as home underdogs, poor recent record when they're sort of underdogs of that 3 to 4 goal mark. Early season trends really strong to interstate favourites coming off a loss, covered 17 in the last 23. Hawthorn fit the profile. They ran into Adelaide. A lot of sides are going to get beaten by Adelaide.
Yeah,
I don't think there's too much to see there. Not too many sides are going to get beaten by Brisbane or give them six goal start early in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe they've given up on Aid. If the playing group's given up, they could get absolutely pounded here.
Well, I guess it begs the question, and I know that we're running out of time and we just want to wrap up the tips, but it does beg the question, and it's a frightening question given how much money that the AFL has pumped into the Gold Coast franchise. If they burn through another coach within 5 years of their existence and they haven't actually improved, they had 1 year where did they play a final or they were just outside the finals?
They were headed for the finals and Ablett got hurt.
And they fell over at the back end. Okay, so what, 5-6 seasons with no finals? Most of their, well, a big chunk of their young talent that they would have been banking on being 10, 12, 15-year players have walked out the door. They've got a few left over and they've still got the makings of a good team, but their capacity to actually recruit and to fill those gaps the way GWS have a diminishing day by day. And whilst it might be a nice place to live, I don't think it's very much of a... for conducive to sporting.
No, it's a notoriously fickle franchise. You know, the NRL's run through multiple versions of a Gold Coast franchise. You know, the A-League had one and it fell over. The NBL had one fall over a couple of times. The Gold Coast is just not a stable place to start a new sporting team of any variety.
Who would want the job if Rodney Aird gets the spear? Who would want to take that job? It's a death sentence. A young coach would have to seriously consider staying, you know, at Melbourne or Collingwood as an assistant rather than taking that job, because you go there and they bin it in 3 years' time. All of a sudden, where's your career? So I've got big fears for the future of that franchise. I mean, the AFL can't continue to subsidise them going forward. And they're just not making any ground. And what we know is such a fickle market. Who's going to get on board when they're getting pumped every week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting times.
So a total of three for me this week. Over in the showdown on Saturday night, St Kilda at the minus, Hawthorn at the minus.
I found four in the end. So I've got over Richmond West Coast. I've got Western Bulldogs at the minus. I've got the over in the Saints-Lions game. And I have the Hawks at the minus.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.